This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to the Insane Things Podcast. I'm your host, Tara Servatius. Let's dive right into the most insane things that happened this week, things we've never seen before. Number five. Well, Democrats no longer the party of big spending. I can't believe I just said that. Let me give you some of the headlines that just hit. Federal spending hits all-time record high. Headline number two, deficit already at $1.6 trillion for the year with 2 months left, an all-time high. Headline number three, U.S. deficit hits record $291 billion in July, despite pulling in $21 billion in tariffs. And of course, this week, the national debt hit a all-time high of $37 trillion, but that ain't nothing compared to the forecast, if we stay on this track, of $50 trillion by 2035. And those who warned about this, everyone from Thomas Massey to Chip Roy, who I love, set for decimation. You're not even allowed to speak of it. If you're a Republican, you'll get absolutely crucified. Donald Trump, yesterday on Truth Social, bragging about how his constant repetitive ads that he's running in Massey's district have busted down his approval rating by more than 10 points. He's vowed to destroy Chip Roy, too, for telling what ended up being the truth about the deficit spending in the big, beautiful bill. We're already seeing it. But here's the vast irony, folks. If anyone should be primaried, if anyone should have negative advertising against them in their district, it should be not Chip Roy or Thomas Massey or Rand Paul, who Donald Trump has blasted. No, it should be John Thune and the Republican leadership in the Senate. See, to his credit, Donald Trump recognizes he's got to cut hundreds of billions of dollars, and he had 10 separate rescissions bills ready to go, ready to do that. The first one cut $9 billion, the one that cut the USAID money. Well, John Thune, Republican leader of the Senate, is currently blocking Trump's appointments. You might have heard on Fox News or elsewhere, that's the Democrats. No, it's John Thune. Here's the evil thing he did. As he gaveled the Senate out for the recess, a month during which Trump could have just appointed a lot of these people with recess appointments that would last 120 days, that at least seat them, he gaveled it out with an announcement that he would gavel the Senate back in every 4 days to keep Trump from making the appointment. Why do that? Well, to give Democrats the upper hand, because Democrats are saying right now, unless Donald Trump agrees to sign something passed by the Senate saying that he won't send any more rescissions packages to cut spending, to claw the money back from the big, beautiful bill, then his appointees, those are federal judges, and a lot of them are important members of the administration that we really need to get to work, they won't be approved at all. Folks, Democrats would get nowhere. Trump could keep making recess appointments if the Republicans weren't helping them. Those rescissions packages, by the way, were supposed to total $300 to $500 billion. In other words, almost half a trillion. We wouldn't be hitting, or we wouldn't continue to hit, all-time spending highs. So understand, this is the Republican leadership. If Trump's just going to spend millions of dollars we could spend against the Democrats, taking out Chip Roy for it turns out being right, or Thomas Massey, well, we should spend that money on Thune then, because he is the problem. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how Trump solves this problem, because we haven't seen this before. 100% of Trump nominees are not getting through. Democrats have refused to confirm them. Never mind that we confirmed almost everybody Biden wanted through and almost everybody Obama wanted through when we controlled Congress. But Republican leadership doesn't care. Folks, this is how just absolutely cynically evil these people are. They want to ensure that nobody's donors have to go without another printed check. And they all stick together. Democrat donors get theirs. Republican donors get theirs. The instrument of the destruction here, again, not Donald Trump, who had to give everybody a little something, something to get the big, beautiful bill through. No, the instrument of destruction here, again, the Republican leadership. But Donald Trump can't say that publicly, because Republicans will become enraged. And if they don't show up in the midterms in force, guess who will control Congress? The Democrats. Things we've never seen before, folks. Insane thing number four. And it is good news. Do you remember back when Donald Trump took office, DOGE was appointed. They were deputized as, federal employees like everybody else. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was confirmed. And they all walked into the building and they wanted access to the payments system. Treasury pays out for most of what the federal government, sends out in checks. They wanted access to the payment system. It became literal hand-to-hand combat as the bureaucrat in charge at the Treasury simply refused to let them into the system, wouldn't give them the passcode they needed to get in there. Well, the Democrat lawsuits started soon after. In fact, they were able to get an injunction barring not just DOGE or Elon Musk from accessing the payment data, but Scott Bessent, who had been confirmed by the Senate as the guy who was supposed to be managing it. They'd have to fight their way through the courts, and ultimately DOGE has been able to breach the system, which is how we learned this shocking fact. 275,000 illegal immigrants were illegally getting checks from Social Security. No wonder the Democrats fought so hard to keep us from getting in there. If their future voters don't get those checks, they'll go home. Remember the Center for Immigration Studies phone survey? They actually called up illegal immigrants and did a survey, and they found something shocking. A slight majority of illegal immigrants adults are not working in the United States of America. I've been saying for a long time, they've got to be hooked up to the teat of the Treasury somehow. They couldn't remain here any other way. We're now seeing why they weren't working. And by the way, in the phone survey, almost to a person, they wanted to work. It's why they came here. There just weren't enough jobs for them. And we're seeing that in the jobs numbers now. Remember how many of those jobs were a lie? Well, how do you keep, if you're a Democrat, enough illegal immigrants here to be counted in the census to give you between 22 and 28 districts, congressional districts that you shouldn't have? That's why they keep the illegals here. Well, how do you do that? Well, you're going to have to pay all their bills. I mean, you're going to have to feed them. And think about this. If 275,000 illegals were illegally getting checks, how many were we actually supporting? A million? Half a million? I mean, that's what, one check per household? Yeah, it's a big deal. And we just discovered it.
We've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people Many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time. And 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong. Biden never kicked anybody off. Everybody joined. And we're carrying out historic deportations to remove many more illegals committing Social Security fraud. It's the Social Security fraud that was taking place at levels that nobody's ever seen.
You know what's going to happen next, don't you? They're going to go home. They're going to join the more than a million illegals who've already left the workforce, according to the New York Post and the New York Times. This terrifies Democrats. But as Trump emphasized, this is only the beginning. We're still finding them, and there are a lot more. And we know that to be the case. Because remember CEO Antonio Gracias, who left his business to help with Doge? Remember what he warned us about how the illegals got on the Social Security system, but also the staggering number that are on it and being supported? This is the mother load, folks. This is from back in March.
And then you go walk across the border. They do what's called a release your own recognizance, and they give you an NTA, a notice to appear, which is to appear at a judge. The wait times on judges are like average 6 years. Look at Grok, you'll see it on immigration judges. There's only 700 of them. This is 5.5 million people, okay? So what happens then? Once you're in the country and you got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765, it's the work form. You get this form called the 766, that's the authorization, and then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
Oh, and totally illegal. The Biden administration set it up that way. What other fringe benefits might there be besides paying these illegals to stay in the United States because there's no jobs for them?
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. Right. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote in this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already. Already. That is already happening.
Again, that top line number between 5 and 6 million. Now, notice the other moving part this week where we saw the IRS commissioner refuse to hand over 40,000 IRS records for illegals who were fraudulently using the system so that they could go round them up or at least shut these numbers down to keep them from stealing people's identities or using old dead numbers. And he refused to turn that information over and was fired and shoved out the door. Folks, we are making real progress here. And understand the court battles that had to be fought to be allowed to get here were significant. We won them. That's why we're inside now. But that took months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Insane thing number three. Folks, you've probably been following this Texas redistricting story and Texas trying to drag the Democrats back so they can get quorum, so they can redistrict, get five more GOP seats. Folks, this entire story is the same story. The story of the hand-to-hand battle inside Social Security to keep the illegals here and pay their bills. It's all about the districts. Again, Stephen Miller this week estimating somewhere between 22 and 28 congressional districts that Democrats currently have because the illegals are counted should not be theirs. They should be ours. That is out. Those are our seats that should either be Republican or at a minimum purple. Democrats don't have a hope of gaining control of Congress again without these fake seats created by fake Americans. Because, see, Democrats have another problem. Their policies are so miserable that Americans flee blue areas. So they've got to retain the illegal immigrants inside of them. And that is why they are so loudly screaming about defending illegal immigrant criminals in the hopes those criminals and everybody else who's an illegal immigrant will mass there and wait out the Trump presidency, then surge out again. You ever see ants come out of an anthill in response to some attack or provocation? Surge out again into the country once Trump's done and they've got a Democrat in office again so they can amnesty them and create the one-party system. So understand, folks, these sanctuary cities are the true heart of the battle. And what is the battle? It's a Marxist revolution. And it's literally a Marxist revolution in places like New York and Minneapolis, where you have actual Marxist communists running now in the Democrat Party. But that's why, if you're wondering why would the Democrats so passionately defend illegal immigrants, this is why. They know they can't win real votes. They need the fake voters. They need to convey to the illegals, come to our cities. We will protect you. Well, Trump is literally building. Think of it as an internal army. We've never had one of these before. An ICE army, 75,000 strong. Do you realize, folks, they've already had 110,000 applications for these positions? Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar this week, said something amazing. He said he had to turn off his LinkedIn account. He is literally getting thousands of applications a day on LinkedIn. And the quality of them is jaw-dropping. Since there's no age limit, he's having police chiefs who want to come out of retirement. He's having people who've led statewide police, all kinds of high-ranking military officers. Because, folks, this is, think about it. This is the first opportunity people who are patriotic have had to actually serve their country. I mean, you can't even do that joining the military. You just end up fighting for somebody else's country. And so folks want to get in the fight here. Now, look what we learned this week that's going on. The Pentagon is opening in Montana the largest ever deportation facility. It's 5,000 beds. They've got another 2,000 beds opening a deportation depot in the north of Florida. That's in addition to Alligator Alcatraz. This is a war, folks. It's a war against the Chinese-style one-party system and the Marxist revolutions that are going on behind the gates of sanctuary cities. Well, Trump is down for the count. He is going to fight this one, folks. Did you see what he did in D.C. this week? At first, it looked like he was fighting crime, and I think he actually is fighting crime. But by the end of the week, we got to see what the real goal was. In D.C., illegal immigrants are protected by sanctuary status and so celebrated, they actually vote. Folks, it took less than a week before Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., knuckled under to Trump and signed an executive order ending the sanctuary status. And that, folks, that's the real goal. Because guess what? Deploy the National Guard. They're federal. State sanctuary status, city sanctuary status, simply doesn't apply to them. You can sweep through and grab the illegals. Now look at the larger strategy. What did Trump announce last week? That he's going to do a census, and he's going to do it before the midterms, he says, and he's not going to count the illegals for the purposes of, you know, allocating congressional districts. That means he's got to get them out before the census as he fights the court fight that inevitably Democrats are going to sue to stop it, right? So you can see both hands moving here to fight the one-party socialist or, you know, communist Chinese-style system. This is a war, folks. It is a fight against, again, a Marxist guerrilla army on our soil. And that army is being led by the cartels and the Democrats. Well, it got even more interesting before the week ended because Trump announced he's going to be doing this in all of these big cities that have stolen these congressional districts through sanctuary city status. He even specifically mentioned places like Baltimore and Maryland. Now, he doesn't have the ability to go in and take over their police departments. At least he could, but it wouldn't be easy if he did. Obama did it, but he ultimately lost in court. Trump could try it. But ultimately, he's going to do this with the National Guard. It's really clear. And Trisha McLaughlin all but said it this week. She is the spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security. They're coming for these sanctuary cities. Will the other leaders, despite their tough talk of these sanctuary cities, knuckle under? Democrat Chicago Alderman, that's like their city council, thinks this will actually work. And you're going to see Democrat sanctuary city leaders knuckle under to Trump. Here's why.
But as you know, my governor, my mayor are going to use their hatred for Donald Trump to say no, to say we don't want federal intrusion, but we do want federal money. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's going to give Donald Trump leverage over the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois, because 22% of our budget comes from the federal government. And I think he's going to be able to play that card to them and say, if you want the money, then we're coming with.
Yeah, they're coming with the National Guard, and you're going to have to let us round these illegals up. You're also going to have to surrender your sanctuary status. But here's the Democrats' problem, and this is insane thing number two. The screaming, the yelling, the fight to keep Trump from removing the illegals forces them to defend the illegals. And of course, illegal immigrant criminals in public. That's something we've never seen before. We've never seen a political party openly advocate for criminals, for keeping criminals, illegal immigrant criminals, and all kinds of criminals. Folks, why do the Democrats fight so hard for criminals? When we come for their criminals, they look at that as just as much of an attack as when we come for the illegals. Why? Because if you can keep criminals outside of prison cells, they don't lose their voting rights. When we want to put criminals in prison instead of allowing them to roam free, rape, rob, and murder, all Democrats hear is they're trying to take our voters. Ditto for illegal immigrants, which led to this absurd situation on Thursday, which ended up being the number one news story in the nation on the Topic Pulse app that we have to track such things by hits, clicks, shares, and likes. It was Gavin Newsom's press conference to talk about how the Democrats are going to steal five seats through redistricting in California. Less than 100 feet away outside the building, ICE was rounding up and the Border Patrol was rounding up illegal immigrants. That resulted in this bizarre display by the Democrats.
Outside that rally, more than a dozen armed and masked Border Patrol agents could be seen.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. It said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. It said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States.
The people here today who are kidnapped by this president with no warrant, with no due process.
It's like an assault on our city in so many different directions. LA is unsafe right now because of his actions.
LA is unsafe right now because of Trump's actions, LA Mayor Karen Bass said. But who exactly was ICE arresting? And by the way, they say they had no idea that Gavin Newsom was speaking inside a building less than 100 feet away. Anyway, who exactly were they arresting? Here's Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin.
How many illegals were caught and arrested? And what crimes did they commit?
They're still in processing, Raymond, but we're looking at things like child pornography, burglary, even known or suspected gang members. So truly the worst of the worst. But it is amazing to watch Gavin Newsom so egocentric. It's all about him. When our ICE enforcement officers, it's all about the rule of law and getting criminal illegal aliens off of LA streets because Karen Bass won't do it.
So LA is safer with the pedophiles, burglars, and gang member illegal immigrants on the streets? You sure that's what you want to argue going into the midterms? I mean, I'm not going to stop you, but CNN is trying to stop them because this is insane. And CNN's pollster is all but begging the Democrats to shut up.
Democrats have to get it around their heads that Americans are far more hawkish on crime than they think that they are. What are we talking about? Trump's net approval handling crime. Where was he last year? He was way underwater at minus 13 points views of term number one. But look at where he is now. He's on the positive side of the ledger. He's on the positive side at plus 1 point. Americans view Trump far more favorably now on crime than they did a year ago. Donald Trump is like Air Jordan towering over Joe Biden when it comes to their handling of crime. Look, in 2024, look at where Biden's net approval was on crime. Way underwater there at minus 26 points. It was one of Biden's worst issues. Granted, pretty much every issue was one of Biden's worst issues. And again, look at where Donald Trump is. Way, way, way above Joe Biden. What is that? That's 27 points. So Americans vastly prefer Donald Trump's approach to crime than they did to Joe Biden. In 2023, Republicans were favored by 13 points. Look at where they were in May of this year. Republicans were actually favored by 16 points. They actually gained ground on crime. They were maintaining their edge and actually added a little bit to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And speaking of crime, that brings us to insane thing number one. I have to say, for the record, one of the most insane things I've ever profiled of all time on this podcast, not just this week. We've done so many podcasts here on the dual justice system, on the Democrats' seeming immunity from laws, rules, social norms. Again, I call it the dual justice system. And I always wonder, do they sit around patting themselves on the back, openly talking amongst themselves about how well they've weaponized all these law enforcement agencies and crime, you know, they could commit any crime they want, pretty much. Laws don't apply to them. Or do they not mention it when they sit down in private? Do they all kind of just wink, wink, nod, nod? Maybe they're afraid somebody will record or overhear or something. Or are they blissfully unaware and just assume things really are fair the way the lying mainstream media portrays it? Which is it? Do they really know they've given themselves immunity? We have an answer this week. One of the most unbelievable paragraphs I have ever read in my entire time observing politics. It comes from the FBI. It was found inside a burn bag. It was supposed to be set on fire. You were never supposed to see it. Across the top of the page, it says Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's a 302. Basically, an evidence file, a write-up of a report by a Democrat whistleblower. In it, Democrat Congressmember Adam Schiff, who was then the minority leader of the House Intel Committee, is sitting around with other Democrat congressmembers, we don't know the names yet, and Democrat staffers on the committee, all of whom have high-level security clearances. When Schiff announces, just very casually, that they're going to leak highly classified information. Each instance of that, of course, is a felony. Here's what it says, quote, "When working in this capacity, the whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting by Representative Schiff. In this meeting, Schiff stated the group would leak classified information, which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. The whistleblower stated this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting," so this would be Democrat congressmembers and Democrat staffers, "unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower that they would not be caught leaking classified information." It's not just a Russia collusion hoax bombshell, although it is. It's just a bombshell, period. It says they're quite well aware they can do whatever the hell they want and nobody is going to get them. Well, who would get them? That would be the FBI. Yeah, we saw why that wasn't going to happen this week. In another disclosure, courtesy of the burn bag, thank God nobody set fire to it, that James Comey was in fact himself head of the FBI, illegally leaking classified data to the mainstream media. Oops, he's cooked. By the way, you know that if you've paid attention, James Comey was something of a near deity to the Democrats. Have you noticed they're not defending him this week? Yeah, they saw the intel too. They're pretending they didn't, but they did. Have you noticed none of the Democrats are defending Adam Schiff either? Yeah, that's why they gave him the Senate seat. It was a reward for the huge risk he took when he broke the law again and again to help them, with the understanding always that he'd be the fall guy if things hit the fan. Things just hit the fan. Folks, another incredible memo from the FBI inside of here details how Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, also was illegally leaking classified information. It, too, was from inside the FBI, and it reads, "Blank noted, Swalwell has been the source of a lot of leaked information and had to be counseled to be more careful." How cool! You leak classified information, you're a Democrat? that's a major crime, and they just ask you to stop. But if you're Trump, they show up on your front lawn, ransack your home, and charge you with enough felonies to get you 40 years in prison? And folks, remember, Trump didn't steal or leak classified information. He's actually the only person in this group that had a right to take it outside with him. He was the president. He could declassify it anytime he wanted. In fact, Trump was raided and arrested and got a mugshot for doing what every president before him had ever done. The novel legal theory they used, though, was that Trump didn't write himself a memo saying he declassified it. Ergo, it was probably not declassified. And so Trump had stolen it or something. And again, only the president has declassification authority. So, folks, you're seeing the problem here for the Democrats. But that was only the beginning of what made this such a historic week. Because you know what else we found out? Essentially, every single aspect, facet of the Russia collusion of Russiagate was totally and completely fake. Like, for instance, this disclosure, also out of the burn bag, thanks to Kash Patel. Remember when we were told again and again, three intelligence agencies agree, down from 17 originally, by the way? Well, we now have the internal documents on that, emails where Mike Rogers, head of one of those three agencies, the NSA, was complaining that his agency was being forced to sign on to this when his analysts had never even seen the underlying data. Well, of course they haven't. Because had they seen it, all they'd see is Hillary Clinton rigging the whole thing. There was no underlying data that pointed to the Russians in any way. Which led to the next bombshell out this week. Remember when we were told that the Russians had hacked boards of election? This terrified liberals. In fact, in the Biden administration, they actually used that to try to justify the Department of Homeland Security taking over local boards of election. Well, guess what? Oh, boy. Yeah, that wasn't true. It turned out in the declassified information, there was a cybersecurity expert inside the FBI who was tasked with looking at two things. The first was Alpha Bank. Remember that story? It won Pulitzers for the New York Times in the Washington Post, which is kind of a shame since it was totally fake. And what the story said was that Putin was giving Trump his marching orders. They were communicating secretly through a server connection by Russia-owned Alpha Bank to Trump Tower. Well, it turned out that all that internet traffic was actually faked by some federal contractors hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign. We know that because Alpha Bank sued and the whole thing fell apart in court. By the way, those Pulitzers have never been retracted, and Donald Trump is currently suing the Pulitzer Committee, demanding a retraction or a massive libel payout. So, and by the way, they're still refusing to retract, which is insane because this has been absolutely proven. Even the mainstream media admits that was fake. Okay, well, the internal whistleblower documents that came out this week after declassification showed that wasn't the only computer traffic that was essentially rigged, faked. The hacking of the boards of elections, yeah, that was the federal contractors hired by the Hillary Clinton campaign, too. In other words, Russia didn't have a damn thing to do with Russiagate. It was entirely the Democrats, James Comey and John Brennan. But a pattern is emerging. When Democrats commit crimes like Hillary Clinton stealing those 8 thumb drives or Adam Schiff illegally releasing classified data, what do? Well, you just take the evidence and you classify it. Right. Then the crime simply disappears. And that's what they were doing. That was the other bombshell this week, that Merrick Garland, remember him? He was the AG for Joe Biden, had actually investigated all of this and closed the investigation. So that would be the investigation into the leaks by Comey, the leaks by Schiff, the leaks by Swalwell, other leaks by Democrats whose names we don't know yet, and the authorization by Schiff for everybody to leak as well. Just close it down. And that makes this the largest scandal, politically speaking, in United States history. And it's now all out in the open for everybody to see.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.